Climate Depot's Morano, Bill Gates through Harvard funding radical, risky global warming experiments. By Jeff Poor on April 25, 2025. Thursday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Climate Depot executive editor Mark Morano warned of risky experiments conducted by Harvard University and bankrolled by billionaire Bill Gates in the name of global warming. Gates likened the efforts to injecting pollution back into the atmosphere. "Talk to me about this geoengineering," fill-in host Rachel Campos Duffy said. "What is it? A lot of people wonder what it is. All it is retro 1970s. In the 1970s, they said fossil fuels caused global cooling," Morano replied. "Now, of course, they say global warming. So, they proposed all kinds of geoengineering back in the 70s. They wanted to put black soot on the Arctic, use nuclear energy to heat up the Arctic in order to melt it, because they thought the ice was growing too much. Fast forward, now they want to block the sun and inject sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere to try to block the sun and cool the earth. It's not just England doing it. Bill Gates through Harvard University is funding studies and have been pushing this. A lot of the other billionaire class have been pushing this kind of radical, risky experiment, and it makes absolutely no sense." He continued, "We spent decades since the first Earth Day cleaning up our atmosphere, and now they want to inject pollution back in. It truly is, they want to prove a point, I think, in the end, that global warming is man-made and climate change is man-made. And it's because governments are injecting these chemicals into the sky to alter the Earth. I think they're ultimately probably not going to go through with it. It's a scare tactic to say you're not supporting the Green New Deal or net zero. We're going to have to do this radical, risky experiment on our atmosphere." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.